Try that. Eagle 97.7, there's Jason Derulo on One to One Me.
You got to turn the mics on, Patch.
I know. So, it's because I keep having time off. I think that's what it is.
You're all flustered. We finally got two hot chicks in the studio. Patch is like, I don't know how to act. Patch is used to being the hottest chick in the studio. So.
I got competition today. Yeah.
JonesandForRun.com. You can check it out. Local bloggers, Christine and Courtney. Also know Courtney from the Dover YMCA spin class. And you do a bunch of other... Do you do body pump?
Body pump, body flow, body combat.
That's right. Yes. Can we talk about how I nailed? Yes. So Courtney was doing,
body combat certification.
Body combat certification. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a cardio kickboxing class. And you went to your weekend retreat or what, I don't know the proper lingo. And you came back and you had to demonstrate your skills of how you would teach the class. So you need to video it. And you asked a few people to stay after one of the body pump classes. And I was like, yeah, I'll stay after. And I'm not the kind of person who in the class will be like, woo, you know, when things. I don't talk, do I? I sit in your spin class. I don't really. If you talk to me, I'll talk back to you. But I'm just not somebody who's like cheering on at class. I'm just not that. I'm not Flavor Flav. And so we're doing this body combat demonstration video. And she's like, hey, guys, feel it. I was like, woo. Like, I'm doing the shuffle. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just punching in the air as hard as I can. It was good, though. You passed because of
I
me,
passed.
Right? They were like, to Courtney, like, you're okay, but that girl in the front row was crushing it. I knew it. I knew it was going to nail. So you guys are into talk because most people give up on their fitness New Year resolutions by the third week in January. They give it 3 weeks. But I just recently read that it takes 21 days to form a habit. So you're almost at the 21 days. If people are, you know, I started on January 1st and this is stupid or I don't have the time. How do you get out of your head almost? And if like, oh, I haven't seen results yet, because I think that's the hardest thing. I would work out for 2 days and be like, why aren't I skinnier?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about fitness is you really have to make it part of your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see immediate results. It's going to be something you're going to have to work hard at every single day. And you're going to have bad days. I have bad days. I have really bad days. but I know that the next day is going to be different. Mm. You know, I can always start fresh. A big part for me is to plan my meals ahead mm-hmm. of time.
Yeah.
I am a big proponent of freezer meals. So I prep as much as I can ahead of time. I have mm-hmm. my freezer stockpiled so that way I can get home from work, mm-hmm. get a quick run in, and then pop something up in the freezer or pop something in the oven, and my family's fed.
It's that forward planning with meals is key, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. I know I at home, like, we cook a bunch of stuff up on a Sunday that kind of will last us for like 3 or 4 days, and then do some more. But just it's easy to fall in that trap of just grabbing what's easy.
And as a fitness instructor, I saw, you know, when people come in, they're intimidated by the gym or intimidated to try new classes. They're not going to know what to do. They're not going to want to be the one who doesn't know how to set the equipment up. What do you say to people who are like, oh, I'm scared to try that, or I don't want to try something new?
Well, as a fitness instructor, I'm very biased, and I think the group exercise classes is where it's at. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Give it a try. Come to class 10 minutes early, introduce yourself to the instructor, let them know if you have any sort of shoulder problems, hip problems, knee problems. They can give you modifications for all the exercises. Make some friends in class, and then also, don't tell anyone, as a fitness instructor, I like to guilt my participants into coming back. You know, if I don't see them for a couple of weeks, I will text them, put a message on Facebook. Hey, haven't seen you in a while.
I think, was I talking to you on Saturday or Sunday? Or yesterday, you're like, hey, I missed you in class. So I was like, yeah. Missed you too. At 9 o'clock this morning, I was still asleep and I really missed you, Courtney. Cool. Yep. JonesInForARun.com. That's your blog. Where else can people go to check you out?
We're also on Facebook. Just search Joes In For Run. Just some background about the blog. The blog started with me and my sister. She actually started it. She had a baby. She was pregnant with her other next child,
which
13
one of
months
you,
apart.
Which one of you passed me in that 5K for Boys and Girls Club?
With a double stroller?
Yeah.
My sister.
She has a double stroller with babies, with people in it.
And you know that she was so PO'd when that happened.
I don't like it. I'm getting laughed by old people. And then here she comes, just prancing along with the people in a double stroller. I'm like, they're not even kids. Their feet were dragging on the ground. I'm like, God. We were going uphill the entire way. She's like, no problem.
It's like 60 pounds she's pushing.
Yeah.
Between the two kids.
That's insane, isn't it? It really is.
But the blog's really fun. We try to post different workout tips. Mm-hmm. We post race discounts to local races.
Oh, nice.
We do a hot mom check-in series where we interview various hot moms throughout the state and how they manage to balance family, working, and community service activities. We just have a really fun time with it.
It is. It's a great blog. Check it out. Check them out on Facebook as well, jonesandforarun.com. Courtney, Christine, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.